The Democratic Alliance calls on President Cyril Ramaphosa to fire the Minister for Public Service and Administration, Senzo Mkunu, if he fails to cut the public wage bill by at least 37.8 billion rand in the 2020-21 financial year, in line with the clear instruction issued by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni during his February budget. The DA has consistently supported Minister Mboweni's call for fiscal responsibility. That is why we have repeatedly submitted credible and costed proposals to the government on how to implement the cuts in a way that grants inflation-linked increases to all frontline service delivery heroes, while freezing the bloated salaries of managers and administrators and reducing the 29,000 millionaire managers in the public service by a third. While the DA has consistently supported Mboweni, his own cabinet colleagues seem determined to throw him under the bus. Minister Mkunu had one job, cut the public wage bill, and he looks set to fail spectacularly. Yesterday afternoon, Mkunu released a media statement indicating his intention to bend the knee before deranged public sector unions and ANC cadres. What he is effectively saying is that he intends to ignore Mboweni in order to keep the ANC patronage machine in the public sector going at all costs, even if it condemns an entire generation of South Africans to debt servitude. With the added devastation of the COVID-19 pandemic and the downgrading of South Africa's credit rating to junk last week by Moody's, our country faces an all-out debt meltdown and a very real prospect of an economic depression. South Africa cannot for a second longer afford leaders like Mkunu who appear willing to sacrifice our country's fiscal future just to protect the ill-gotten gains of their political allies in the public service.